Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be discussing the mitzvah of Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeiso, based on the Sefer Lechem Chuki, Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Aleph, Hafleh Befela Rabbi Yisai. This is more exciting than exciting, and the shir should be a schus for Eliyahu Yaniv Ben Rachel. I was at the central bus station recently, and somebody came up to me, and he said to me, "Can you learn for Eliyahu Yaniv Ben Rachel?" So I said, "Sure." So I don't know what Eliyahu Yaniv Ben Rachel is, but I know that he needs a zivug and he needs a refuah sanefesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him both. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that the mitzvah of Chanukah is neri ishu beiso. The Amahadrin, those who are especially careful about mitzvahs, who run after mitzvahs, ner l'kol echad ve'echad, they light not just the ikar mitzvah of Chanukah as one candle for the home. Those who are mahadir in mitzvahs light a candle for each person. The Amahadrin min Amahadrin. And those who are extra scrupulous in mitzvahs, what do? Beshamei Omrim, that the first day you light 8, and then you go in descending order. And Beis Hillel say the first day you light 1, and you go in ascending order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And Beshamei says 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the mitzvah of Chanukah, even when we're talking about the hiddur mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is miskayim b'ner echad. And even according to the Mahajrin, min Mahajrin, because the Mahajrin, the mitzvah is ner ishubay, so one ner. The Mahajrin is also one ner, corresponding to each person. And even according to the Mahajrin, min Mahajrin, why do we have ribuy haneros? Like the Gemara says, keneged yamim hanichnasim, yamim hayotzin. So since the nes went for 8 days, so according to Beis Shammai, on the first day, there are 8 days to come. They're 8 altogether, and the second 7. So therefore, keneged yamim ha-nichnasim, we light. And Hillel says, keneged yamim ha-yotzim, today's the 5th day, so 5 days have passed, so we light 5 candles. So that's why we have the hiddur. But the mitzvah, the etzem mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is really one ner, and even the ribui neros are keneged something else, not because of the etzem mitzvah of Chanukah, it's something external, yam echnasim, yam ayotzim. The etzem mitzvah of Chanukah, like we see, ner ishu beiso. And a mahadrin is ner l'kol echad ve'echad, so really it's one candle. So the question is, why one candle? Really we should make it 7 candles. Why? Because it's keneged the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which was 7 candles. Like, it's well known, the Ran and the Masechet Shabbos and Perek Beis, how much the rabbis were toreach to make it similar to the hadlaka shem and mikdash, and therefore haneros halal kodeshem veinam lemeshus l'shtamish behem. We're not allowed to use them; they're holy, just like the neros of the mikdash. And if so, we should, if we're already comparing it to the neros of the mikdash, so in my humble opinion, what should we do? We should also have it be lit. We should also light 7 candles. If you're comparing it to Neros HaMikdash, 7 candles sounds great. So in order to explain this, we must say as follows. It says in Maseches Menachos Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, Vayishlach Yoav Tkoa, Vayikach Misham Isha Chachama, Yoav sent to Tkoa, and he took from there a wise woman. Says the Gemara, why Tkoa? It's a place. Yechanan says, "Mitoch shiragilim b'shemen zayis chachma b'tziyah behem." Since they're ragil to use shemen zayis, they have a lot of chachma. Chachma is shemen zayis, and since chachma is shemen zayis, it's pashut that when the Yavanim went into the Heichal, they were tamei all the shemanim in the Heichal. So that means that this tuma contaminated the chachma that shines from the Heichal. Since there are shemanim that are called shemanim shebeheichal, we see from this that there is also chachma shebeheichal. The Maharal, in his Chedushi Agadis to Shabbos, Nav Kuf Lamed Tes, Amit Aleph, writes as follows. Ha-Heichol Misham HaNevuah Shisham HaMenorah. The Heichol, from there is Nevuah, because from there is the Menorah. Ki Ha-Shechina Ka-Sher Ha-Isa Shora Al-Nefesh HaNavi Oz Ha-Isa Nafsho Dabar Kodesh L'Gamri. So when the Shechina would be Shora on a person, he would become holy. It says that the light of God had not been extinguished, and Shmuel was lying in the in the sanctuary of God, meaning that before the light of Eli was extinguished, the light of Shmuel was lit. Because the person, the Navi, is holy. So that's the Heichal. The Heichal is the Kedusha, that's the Ruach HaKodesh, the Shekhinah that's Shorah on the Navi. Because from the Heichal comes, from the in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, you lit the menorah. And that's where the Shekhinah is. And the Navi is like the Heichal when he has Ruach HaKodesh. He's like the menorah in the Heichal. It says the light of God hadn't been extinguished. And Shmuel was lying in the Heichal of Hashem. Who's the light of Hashem? The Ner of Eli. Meaning Eli, the Navi. Before Eli died, so the light of Shmuel began to shine. So we see that the Chochmah of the Heichal is Chochmah that's Museges V'ruach HaKodesh al Nevuah. The wisdom of the Heichal is the wisdom of Ruach HaKodesh of Nevuah. That's the Chochmah. We said Shemin is Chochmah. That Chochmah is the Ruach HaKodesh of Nevuah. And it's Mestaber Memela that when they told me Yevanim or Metame, all the Shmanim in the Heichal, they blemished, they impinged their Tumah on the ability of the Jewish people to raise children who are Nevi'im and B'nai Nevi'im. Because that's what the Heichal symbolizes. That's what the Shemen and the Heichal is. It's the Koach HaNevuah, as the Maral said. So when they were Metame that, they were Metame our ability to have Nevi'im. And a raya for what we're saying is that the Gemara, the Chachamim, Darshan in the Medrash, Tanchuma, Parsha Shemini, Ves HaShofan, the animal Shofan, is a remez, Zu Yovan, Shehishpilas HaTorah in Pi HaNevi'im. Shofan is Shpila Nevi'im. It lowered the Torah from the mouths of the Nevi'im. So we see that the darkness of Yovan is the light of the Chachma of Nevi'im. And therefore, we have Mikantistar Aleinu Akushya. We have a Gevaldik Akasha now. That when we had the fight with the Yevanim, they were no more Nevi'im. The time of the Nevuah had already passed. So how can we say that the Nevi'im were Metame, the Shmanim of Ruach HaKodesh Shebeheichel, and they were Mashpil, Torah from the Nevi'im? There were no Nevi'im in the time of the Hanukkah story. However, it would seem clear that this can be explained based on a famous Ramban. It says in the Gemara in Bava Basra that Miyom Shecharev Beis Hamikdash Afal Pisha Nitla Nevuah Min Nevi'im Min Chachamim Nol Nitla. That from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, even though Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im, it wasn't taken from the Chachamim. That even though Nevuah and Nevi'im was taken away, they had no more levels of Nevuah. Says the Ramban, these are golden words of the Ramban, sweetest and most beloved friends, Ela Yodim Ha'emes Ruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam. The Chachamim know the Emes with the Ruach HaKodesh that's within them. So in other words, when the Gemara says that Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im but not from the Chachamim, it's because we have no more Nevuah, but we have Chachma. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Nitla Nevuah min Nevi'im, but min Chachamim lo Nitla, because what's the connection between the Chacham and the Nevi'im? It's two different kochos. No, Chachamim are also Nevi'im, because as the Ramban says, they know the Emes Baruch Hakodesh Shebekirbam. And now there's no doubt that the Yevanim were Metamei Dishmanim Shebeheichol, and they were Machshich on the Or of Nevuah. It's not talking about the Nevuah of Chazon of Mare of seeing. It's talking about the Nevuah of the Chachamim. The Yevanim word Mashpil, when it says in Medrash they were Mashpil, the Nevuah, it doesn't mean the Nevuah of the Rov and the Chozim. It means the Chachamim, Yodim Emes, Baruch HaKodesh Shebekirbam. And just like the Shmanim Shebeheichel, that's Dvar Hashem, B'mara B'chazon, with a vision like Eli and Shmuel, they're also Shmanim Shebeheichel, that the secret of their Kedusha is Hashpas Ruach HaKodesh, V'yediyas ha'emes, the libam shel chachamim, that they know the chachamim know the emes baruch hakodesh shebekirbam. And that's what the Yevanim were mitameh. So now we understand, Baruch Hashem, what the tumah of the Yevanim was. It was the tumah of the chachma. That is, as the Ramban says, ruach hakodesh shebekirbam. One of the milas of chachma over nevuah is that we learn that even though Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im, it wasn't taken from the chachamim. So the vision of the Nevi'im has a hefsek and doesn't last forever. Masha'enken Ruach HaKodesh Shel Chachamim is always around. So the visions of the Nevi'im stops, but the Chachamim are always here. That's a mayom hazeh. So if the gates of Nevuah are locked because from any Roa and Chozeh, they weren't locked, the Sha'arei Ruach HaKodesh aren't locked from the Chachamim. Zohar, Parashat Shmos, Nafav Amid Beis, Ki lo yaseh Hashem Elokim Dover Kim Gila Sodi Al Avodah Manevim, V'chakim Yadifim in Nevi'ah B'chol Zman, Dal Nevi'ah L'Zimnin Sheres Alay Ruach Kutcha L'Zimnin Loi, V'chakimin Lo Adi Minon Ruach Kutcha Afilu Rigo Chado, that the Chachamim are greater than the Nevi'im, because the Chachamim, the Nevi'im only have Ruach HaKodesh sometimes, and the Chachamim have Ruach HaKodesh all the time. So we see that there's a preference of the Ruach HaKodesh of the Chachamim over the Ruach HaKodesh of the Nevi'im. Shel Chachamim, the Ruach HaKodesh of Chachamim, is a ner tamid. It's constant. Nevi'im, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And it's muchach according to this, that corresponding to these two types of Nevi'ah, of the Nevi'im and the Chachamim, Nevuah, that of the Nevi'im and that of the Chachamim, there are two types of Shmanim in the Heichol, two types of Neiris. The Ramban, in Parashat Tetzaveh, brings from the Torah's Kohen and from the Sifri, that only about the Ner Ma'arabi, the Western candle, the Pasuk says, Lahalos Ner Tamid. That is a mitzvah, the Ner Ma'arabi, to rekindle it if it extinguished in the morning. Because it has to be Tamid Me'er about Erev. However, the other Sheish Neiros, if they were extinguished in the morning, you don't have to relight them, because it's not included in Tamid. So therefore it's Pashut, that the Ner Tamid of Eli and Shmuel, that shines from the Heichel, this is the Ner of, that this Ner of Nevuah, the Zimnin Shoreh Sanavim, the Zimnin Lo, that sometimes this Ruach HaKodesh descends on the Nevi'im, and sometimes it doesn't. That's included in the six candles of the menorah, that it's a mitzvah to light them, me'erev ad boker, and they don't have to be lit all day. So the menorah is split up into two parts, the two different types of neiros. There's the neiros of Nevuah, which are the other six, which don't have to be lit all the time. You light them me'erev ad boker, and if it goes out, it goes out. That's the Nevuah, that's the light of Nevuah, that's Eli and Shmuel. However, there's another type, the chachamim, do adi minon ruach kutcha afilu regachado. The Chachamim will never lose their Ruach HaKodesh even for 1 minute. Sweetest friends. Where do they get their Nevuah from? The Ner Ma'aravi. The constant Ner. And we also learn that after the Yevanim were Mashpil Torah V'Pian Avim, and they were Metame Dishmanim Shebehechol, that are mayor for the Chachamim, they were trying to extinguish the light of Nevuah. The light of Nevuah was already gone. There was no Nevuah. So what light, symbolically, were they extinguishing? The Ner Ma'aravi. The Ner of the Chachamim. The constant Ner. The Ner that never goes out. And if it goes out, you rekindle it. So that's what they were after. The Yevanim were after the Ner Ma'aravi, that constant Nevuah, the Chochma, that never goes out, that never extinguishes. It says in the first parak of Maseches Megillah, Lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim, I didn't despise them. What does it mean, v'lo ga'altim? When was this that God didn't hate us? God didn't reject us? Bimei Yavon. She'amarati lem shemenet tzadik v'chashmono yuvonov v'matisyo koin gadol. That I established for them. Shemenet tzadik, chashmono yuvonov, and matisyo the koin gadol. So the Chachamim revealed to us that the beginning of the salvation from Yavon was through Shimon HaTzadik. Shemarati lem Shimon HaTzadik bimei Yavon, the Gemara says. So Shimon HaTzadik is the father of the Yeshua from Yavon. What's the Pshat? Pshat is a Gemara in Yuma. Yuma milamites. Arboim shana shishimei Shimon HaTzadik haya ner ma'aravi doilek. Mikan ve'elach pe'amim doilek upe'amim kava. For 40 years, Shimon HaTzadik served. It's Kohen, Gadol. Sometimes the Ner Ma'aravi would be Dolek, and sometimes the Ner Ma'aravi would be extinguished. Nachama, Arboim Shana Shishima Shimon Atzadeh Koyin Amar Rabbi Dolik. Mikan Veilach Pamim Dolik Upamim Kam. I'm sorry. I was distracted for a moment. The 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was serving, the Ner HaMaravi was always kindled. From here on in, sometimes it was kindled, sometimes it wasn't kindled, sometimes it was extinguished. So you can't compare the Ner HaTamid after Shimon HaTzadik to the Ner HaTamid during his life. The Ner HaMaravi of Shimon HaTzadik was always lit. Lo Adi Ruach Kutsha Mine Afilu Riga Chad. Ruach HaKodesh didn't pass from him even for one moment. However, this Ner HaMaravi, after he died, sometimes it was lit, sometimes it wasn't. So therefore you can't say, Ruach Kutsha lo adi minei de Kohen Gadol afilo riga chada, that the Ruach HaKodesh never leaves the Kohen Gadol even for one moment. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was alive, the Chacham would know the truth of Emes HaKodesh Shebekirbo. Mikan Veilach, sometimes the Chacham would know, sometimes he wouldn't know. Sometimes there'd be Ruach HaKodesh, sometimes there wouldn't be Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established Shimon HaTzadik Bimei Yavan. That's a Shmira. And the Ner Tamid, that it shouldn't be contaminated by the Yavanim. The Yavanim wanted to contaminate the Shmanim of Ruach HaKodesh of the Chachamim. The Yavanim, sweetest friends, were not after the Ruach, Nevuah. Nevuah was already gone. What the Yavanim were after was the Chachma, was the Ruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam, the divine spirit that's within every wise man. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu established against these Yavanim, that's when it all began. Shimon HaTzadik. And there the Nirnam Ravi never went out. And the Yavanim were never able to touch the Ruach HaKodesh that's constant, it doesn't stop. So in the lifetime of Shimon HaTzadik, he says the Gemara Lo Galtim Bimei Yavan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established him as the Kohen Gadol because his Ruach HaKodesh was constant. And that the Yavanim weren't able to touch. It was only afterwards that the Yavanim had a shot at being Metamei Shmanim Shebeicho. That the Yavanim were able to Metamei some of our Chachma. But in the time of Shimon HaTzadik, they couldn't touch our Chachma. That was constant. But that's the battle, sweetest friends. The battle is the Ner Tamid. The battle is Chachma. The battle is, as the Maharal talks about, and everybody talks about, the Jewish Chachma against the Goyish Chachma. Chachma Yehudis, Chachma Satere, against Chachma Yavan. And Shimon HaTzadik was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu established in order to be the adversary against Yavan. Yavan was trying to extinguish our light of Chachma. We have Shimon HaTzadik, who is a great man, in whose merit the Ner HaMaravi never went out. And that symbolizes that they couldn't touch our Chachma. And it was only afterwards, sometimes the Ner HaMaravi went out and they had to rekindle it, and sometimes it didn't. And that means that the Yavanim already were beginning to make some inroads. And that's what it says in the Gemara, Yumami Kan Ve'elach, from here on in, Pa'amim Deleg, Pa'amim Kaveh. Sometimes it's lit, sometimes it's not. So in the darkness of this Tkufa, the Tmidius of the Ruach HaKodesh of Chachamim was hindered. And what are we going to do with the Ner HaMaravi, which isn't a Ner Tamid? So you have to know the koyach of the Ner HaMaravi, how far it goes. The six Neros in the menorah, if they were extinguished, you don't relight them. And so too, once the Nevuah was taken, it doesn't return. Only the Achor Sayyamin, Shteit Nyoyo, V'ayya Acharei Kein Eshbach Otsruchi HaKol Basar, V'nivu B'neichem U'v'nosechem Zikneichem Chelmas Yachlum V'achoyechem Chazyonis Yiru. They were looking forward to the end of days where the Spirit of God will rest on everybody. Sons, daughters, old people, everyone's going to have these cool nevuahs. But the Ner HaMaravi, its din is that it should be constantly lit. If they found that it was extinguished, they have to relight it immediately. And so too the Ruach HaKodesh of Chachamim. So nevuah was lost. But the Ner HaMaravi, you lost it, you got to get it back. So you're right, if the Ruach HaKodesh is taken away from the Chachamim for that minute, so you relight it, they have to go up and get it back. So therefore, what happens in the time of Yavan? The Goyim try to take away from us our Ruach HaKodesh of the Chachamim. And if they do, if they're successful, so then you have to recapture it. And you can. Because that's the Chachma that never completely leaves. And even if we do lose our Ruach HaKodesh temporarily, we can retrieve it, we can recapture it. And that's symbolized by relighting that ner ma'aravi, that constant ner. The chachma is constant. So it goes out, you rekindle it. So in the time of Shem HaTzadik, it never went out. And afterwards, when it goes out, you just relight it. As the Lechem Chuki says, soif soif lo kam yavin rak l'chavos ha-bilti nichba ula ha-shkiach ha-bilti mishtakeach. The Yavan came to extinguish what's inextinguishable and to make forgotten what's unforgettable. And now we understand very well with the Mitake in the mitzvahs near Chanukah, near Echad, and not Sheva Neiris. Remember, that's where we started and that's where we're ending. We had a kasha. Why is near Chanukah, near Echad, and not Sheva Neiris like the Menorah? Why? Now it's so beautiful, sweetest friends. Pile, pile, plot. Were they there? Were they after the Yavanim? They weren't after the other six candles. They weren't after Nevuah. They weren't after what goes out and isn't rekindled. They were after Chachma. They were after the Ner Ma'aravi. They were after that constant Ner. That's what they were trying to extinguish. And Kineged that, we light our own Ner. Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Rishu Beiso V'Mahadru Ner L'Kol Echad V'Echad. The Etzem Mitzvah Chanukah is one Ner. And if you want to be Mahadir B'Mitzvah B'Seder, it's also one Ner per person. And how beautiful is it? The Chiddush of the Tzafnas Paneach, ay ay ay, the rugged shaver in Hilchas Chanukah, that at the time of the miracle, the Chashmonoim only lit the Ner Ma'aravi, and not the other six Neris. That was the Chiddush of the rugged shaver. They only lit the Ner Ma'aravi, and not the other six Neris. And he brought a raya from Chazal. Two rayas. The first raya is in Psikta de Rav Kahana. In Psikta de Rav Kahana it says that at the time of the Nes of Chanukah they found 8 shpudim, 8 spits of barzel, of iron, like these 8 iron sticks, to be mad with the neighbors. And ask the rugged shover, why 8? You only need 7. The menorah is 7. So he says, you know why 8? Because each day they used 1. Each day. You see from this psikta, they were only lighting 1. That's why it says they found eight iron sticks to light. Because it was 1 a day for 8 days. But it wasn't that they lit all 7. Another raya he brings is from what's mefurish in Shultas of Rabbi Chaigon in Parashas VaYishlach, that lug that they found in the Heichal had a shear for 1 day and it lit for 8 days. So how much did they find for the 1 day? They found the luke. Now, how much does each ner get? Each ner gets a chatzi luke. And therefore, there's 3.5 lugs for the 7 neris. Because each one's a half a luke. All they found was a luke. But if all they found was a luke, then how do they light all the candles? You need 3.5 lugs. It says there was enough for 1 day. You need 3.5 lugs. The answer is that they didn't light all the candles. All they lit was 1. What was that 1? The Ner Ma'aravi. And the Ner Ma'aravi, you don't need a half a lug, you need a whole lug. Because a half a lug covers till the morning. And the Ner Ma'aravi, normally, the Ner Ma'aravi, there was a nes. When you light with half a lug, it lasts. But here they had no nes. The Ner Ma'aravi, they needed the full shear. So therefore they had a whole lug. But they were only lighting 1 candle. And according to what we said, it's mamish smechim u'meirim k'nesinasim misinai, Rabbi Yisai. They only had 1 lug to light the Ner Ma'aravi and not the other candles, because that was what the fight was. The fight was our Ner Ma'aravi against, and that lasted 8 days. We won. But the fight was our chokhmah against their chokhmah. And that's why there's only 1 candle. And that candle is the Ner Ma'aravi. And that's why Mitzvah Chanukah's Neri Shebeiso. What's that Neri Shebeiso? said one candle, it's that Ner Ma'aravi. Sweetest friends, I want to connect to this, an idea I heard in the Shir of the Rebbe. I wasn't there, but somebody just told me. Shir of the Rebbe last week. Rebbe said, such a beautiful idea. Haflev afela. First Yosef at Tzadik, then we get back to Chanukah. It says that Yosef, when Yosef met, when Yaakov met Esav, so it says that Yosef was afraid that Esav would look at his mother. So what he did was, he stood in front of her. So Esav wouldn't be able to see. The Medrash says he was a little boy at the time. So he had to stand up on a chair. And this way he'd block his mother. Frek the Rebbe Shlita. I don't understand. That's going to stop him. He's standing on a chair. He's not going to be able to see Rachel. So he'll wiggle. He'll turn a little bit to the side. Can't completely cover his mother. He's a little boy. So eventually Esav will be able to see her. So what's Yosef trying to accomplish? Answers the Rebbe. You're right. Esav was going to be able to lay his eyes on Rachel. But for those few minutes that Yosef was guarding her, it was worth it. Some people are all or nothing in life. Either 100% or nothing. But it's not like that. We're happy for every little bit. Every little bit of ruchnius. A person speaking Lashon Hara for an hour. He has an hour to sit with his friend until he has to go. And they're talking Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. 5 minutes left. And he says, you know, I have to go in 5 minutes, but let's make the last 5 minutes non-Lashon Hara. That's also something. In Judaism, we're not only impressed by the big. It's the small acts. It's the little bit. Every little bit counts, Rabbi said. Aha. So therefore, Yosef said, of course, eventually, Esav, if he wants, he's going to be able to see Rachel. Emes l'amito. But for those few minutes that he can't see her, it's worth it. To save Esav from the Aveira. To save Rachel from being looked at by Esav Zayin Ra. How does that relate to Chanukah? There's a girsa in Chazal. Lo hayabo la'ad l'kner echad. They didn't have to even light one day. Not like we know that they had for one day and it lasted for eight. There's also a girsa they didn't even have for one day. They didn't even have enough for a day. And that answers the famous Beis Yosef's Kasha. Why do we celebrate 8 days? The miracle was only seven, but according to this girsa, it was the first day. It was also a miracle that it lasted the whole first day. So what do we see from there? We see they found these shaman, and they could have said, what's it going to help? It'll just light for a few hours. Won't be lit enough time. But that little bit also counted. So they lit that little bit. And I want to tie that into what we're saying now, Rabbi Say. So beautiful. The Rabbi Shavu said they only lit the Ner Ma'aravi. So they could say, no, we want the whole thing. We don't just want the Ner Ma'aravi. We want a Nevuah back. We want everything. We want all seven. The other six candles represent Nevuah. And the Jewish people said, no. If all we have is for one, that's good. Take your one. Is it a complete Yeshua? Is it a complete Gula? No. But we're happy with the little things. Do we want more? Of course we want more. We want the ideal. We want everything. But in the meantime, we're happy with everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, even if it's only the Ner Ma'aravi, even if it's only for a few hours, or even if it's only for one day. According to that Girsa, it wasn't even enough for one day. According to the more accepted understanding, they had enough for one day. But that was only one candle, and they still lit that candle. And I think, sweetest friends, that has a lot to do with our day and age. Some people say, how can we be happy? We govern the state of Israel. Every Jew can come and live here and learn Torah. We need the Geula. So when that's true, till we have the Geula, we're not satisfied. It's a chaining. We're happy with what Hashem gives us. We're happy that a Yid or a Yidinah is able to sit in Yerushalayim, HaKadosh, and learn Torah Hashem. We're happy. We're appreciative. Every little thing. Every little bit. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nasa Nasech Vivina Lahavchin Ben Yom Uvein Laila. He gives the rooster wisdom to distinguish between day and night. What do we thank Hashem for the wisdom of a rooster? So Bali Musar tell us that the rooster isn't such a smart guy. Doesn't know much. But he knows a little bit. He knows to distinguish between day and night. So that means we thank Hashem for every little bit of bina we have, every little bit of understanding. Not to be an all or nothing person. But rather to appreciate every little bit, to appreciate that one there. to appreciate the geula, even though it's not a complete geula, and in the schus of appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zelch b'karv mamish, the geula hashlema, v'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.